Welcome to Possibly, where we take on huge problems like the future of our planet and break them down into small questions with unexpected answers. I'm Megan Hall. In the last few weeks, we've talked about towns that are creating plans to prepare for rising waters. Today, we're taking a look at an example of what can happen when that planning is too slow. What should cities do when people want to leave because of climate-related disasters? With Yannick Schaller and Emily Tom look into this question.
Hi, Megan.
Thanks for having us.
In our other episodes about coastal retreat, we've talked about towns preparing for rising sea levels. But what happens when the water has already risen and people want to get out of there?
To find out, we talked to Joe Tyrone. 10 years ago, Hurricane Sandy destroyed his home in Staten Island. He then led an effort asking the state government to buy out their entire neighborhood.
I guess you could refer to me as the leader of the Oakwood Beach Buyout Committee.
Wait, let's take a step back. What exactly was a buyout in this context?
Basically, people whose homes are destroyed by a massive storm petition the government to buy their property at pre-storm value. This allows residents to move out of areas threatened by climate change.
Tyrone, along with a few other residents of Oakwood Beach, formed a committee. They wanted to gather information about government buyouts and spread the word to their neighbors.
I was convincing to these people it was one-on-one thing. You know, we had our committee, and the committee was great because 5 out of the 8 people lived there for up to, one was over 50 years.
And it worked. Just 3 months after Sandy, the state responded to the committee's requests and launched a program to buy properties that had been destroyed in the hurricane.
In 2012, Oakwood Beach became the first community to take advantage of New York State's post-Sandy buyout program. And the approach was incredibly popular. In a community of 185 people, all but 5 applied for the program.
I always refer to it as a miracle buyout. I did not expect every hand to raise, you know, in this auditorium.
Wow. Why did everyone agree to this?
Well, the community didn't plan on leaving, but Hurricane Isaac and Hurricane Irene had already worn them down.
Sandy was the knockout punch. It was like, I don't want to be here anymore. It's not safe.
By then, many residents wanted to relocate, and the government supported them. It wasn't an easy decision, but they felt strongly that it was the right one.
It was grandparents living across the street from grandchildren. You know, they were there for 20, 30, 40, 50 years.
That's what makes a buyout different from managed retreat. Managed retreat is a way to prepare for a disaster. A buyout happens afterward, when homes are destroyed.
So should Rhode Island be doing this too?
Well, while the community effort in Oakwood was incredible, not every neighborhood will have the same opportunity or access to federal aid.
According to an investigation by NPR, federal disaster aid is usually given to people whose properties are worth more, not necessarily people who need it most.
And that same report found that white communities are disproportionately more likely to receive federal buyouts than communities of color. Most of the buyouts occurred in neighborhoods that were more than 85% white.
So what's the takeaway here?
Although Oakwood Beach successfully advocated for a buyout, this approach is only possible for a small number of communities, and those buyouts are not always given out equitably.
And on top of that, as climate change gets worse, we'll need solutions that are more proactive. We can't buy out every property affected by rising waters.
Got it. Thank you, Yannick and Emily. That's it for today. For more information or to ask a question about the way your choices affect our planet, go to thepublicsradio.org/possibly or subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts. You can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Ask Possibly. Possibly is a co-production of The Publix Radio, Brown University's Institute for Environment and Society, and Brown's Climate Solutions Initiative.